Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03, Thursday afternoon, December 18th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. It can sometimes cost you more in the long run when you go the cheap route with some purchases. We'll cover that in our next segment. But first, markets are higher after a softer-than-expected inflation report suggested easing price pressures and a more favorable environment for aggressive Fed rate cuts. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Gus Fauché, Chief Economist, PNC Financial Services in Pittsburgh. Gus, thank you for joining us today. And the initial reaction to this latest consumer price index reading, delayed because of the government shutdown, from a lot of economists was, yeah, but. Their contention was that the data was incomplete.
That's correct. So we did not get much data on what happened in October. A lot of prices weren't measured. It looks like the way that some prices were imputed for growth between September and October may be understating in inflation. So the report is generally good. It does show slowing inflation from where we were when we got the last read in September. But, you know, there are some caveats about that, and it may not be quite as good as it looks at first glance.
And then before we start talking about the Fed changing its interest rate strategy to become more aggressive, we have to say the consumer price index is one figure that the Fed analyzes, but it's not the figure. That's the PCE index, and that comes out later.
That's correct. The Fed focuses more on what's called the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index. That tends to move pretty closely with the CPI. A lot of the data used in the PCE price index comes from the CPI. So I think we're likely to see a similar story. But given everything that's going on with the shutdown and the delayed data and everything like that, it's difficult for us to determine right now how the Fed is going to interpret all of this data.
Now, with the consumer price index and the fact that the government shutdown really did impact their ability to collect data, there used to be they would send out secret shoppers to just buy or look at the prices of certain items just to see how they compared to previous months. And is that still the case? Was it just simply a matter that the government shutdown meant the secret shoppers were shut down as well?
That's right. The government wasn't able to go out and collect a lot of the price data that they normally would. Now, obviously, we buy more stuff online, and so there are ways to track that, and the BLS does that. But for those types of in-store purchases, we just don't have very good data on that. And for many price categories, the BLS just didn't report anything at all for October, making it difficult to determine the kind of the month-to-month dynamics that we would normally receive.
When can we see normalcy once again in the collection of data? When will the government shutdown roll off the books?
Well, I mean, we look at a lot of inflation data on a year-over-year basis, and so that raises the question of, you know, maybe things won't be normal for another year or so. I think we'll have a better sense when we have a couple of months of, you know, data where we've collected it 3 or 4 months in a row, but, you know, we still are going to be dealing with some of these issues for a while.
Gus Fauché, Chief Economist, PNC Financial Services in Pittsburgh, thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up, paying the price for being cheap.
A deposit for your future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
There's often a hidden cost to being cheap. Skipping investing in quality up front can mean constant replacements, wasted time, even missed opportunities in life. We welcome in Craig Bolanos, co-founder and wealth advisor, VestGen Wealth Partners in Inverness and Downers Grove. Find him online at GetRetiredStayRetired.com. Craig, thank you for joining us today. And I smiled when I thought about this segment because I was thinking back to my early days in radio when you didn't make a whole lot of money. And as a result, if you had to buy something, you often had to find the thing with the lowest price tag. And in my case, it was running shoes. And these were running shoes that were of low quality. And you would replace them every 3 months. And then finally, I went to a place they would actually fit your feet. And these were high quality shoes. And they cost about 3 times as much as the cheap shoes, but they lasted 3 times as long.
But they lasted longer, your arches thanked you, and it was a win. So whether it's holiday shopping, whether it's the seasonality, it's just life, this is a reminder for everybody that it's not about cheap versus expensive. It's about the concept of value. And if you're really listening to everything that's done in the Noon Business Hour, you're measured, you're intentional, make sure you're telling your money where to go. And that should be a discussion of value relative to the items that you purchase, as opposed to simply saving a couple of bucks here or there, which costs you more in the long run.
And this discussion of value, Craig, should extend beyond just dollars and cents, how much you pay for an item versus how much you pay for repair or to replace, but also the value of your time. Because if you purchase something that is of low quality and it breaks down all the time and you find yourself in the car dealership repair waiting room once a month or every 2 months, that's a waste of your time. That is something you're never going to get back.
Well, that's right. You know, in the investing world, Rob, you and I have talked for years now about opportunity cost, right? There's an opportunity cost with certain decisions. I think the same thing can be applied here. And if you think of the stressors that people are under between running families, kids' activities, caring for parents, or all of the professional responsibilities that you have, you can't afford to be chasing repairs. You can't afford to be chasing this deal or that to save a buck, because every minute spent there is a minute you can't allocate elsewhere. And you know, the other thing I think about, Rob, so many people are going out to eat right now. So many people are getting together in groups. I think people need to find better ways to split bills and split restaurant and bar checks. No one should be cheapening out, but people should be leveraging technology today, Rob, right? Every time I go out with my pickleball group, we use an app, we take a picture of the receipt, and you click on what you ate and what you drank, and it fairly divides it across the board, and it takes the pressure away. I think that's another way to look at this when it comes to money and being cheap.
Yes, the Splitwise app. I know it well. And then when we talk about evaluating just some ways in which you can get value out of a product with a higher price, what are some categories we can discuss? We talked about cars. We talked about shoes. Maybe clothes, one avenue you can explore about where you're definitely going for the higher price point, but you also have to make sure it's built to last and you're going to have that thing for a long time.
Well, I think everything actually starts with what I call your home. And your home isn't about something you buy. Home is where you hang your hat. It could be your rental. It could be what you purchased. But I always tell people, get value out of your existing home. I think that's so incredibly important, because when you have your home in order, all things spring from that relative to the rest of your life. But it's not just homes. Inside that home, you have technology. Think of all the electronics. You have clothing. You gave a great example of what you mentioned relative to your shoes. And there's also such a thing as quality for advice. You know, there's a big difference between tax preparation. Some people can and should do an e-file for free. Other people should pay for professional advice, especially in years that the tax code changes, like this year, courtesy of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. So I think everything comes down not to price, it comes down to unlocking value.
Craig Bolanos, co-founder and wealth advisor, VestGen Wealth Partners in Inverness and Downers Grove. Find him online at GetRetiredStayRetired.com. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up next, the American Mall staging a comeback, and for that, you can thank the kids.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Many malls and shopping venues are making a comeback this year as consumers, many of them young, have rediscovered how much fun in-person shopping can be, along with the social connection that comes with it. Joining us to discuss is Bob Phibbs, CEO of The Retail Doctor, based in New York. Find him online at theretaildoctor.com. And Bob, we should really clarify that surviving malls are making a comeback. And is it possible that we were just simply over-malled the entire time, and now there are just fewer places for younger people to congregate?
You are such a pessimist.
Guilty.
No. There's always been a need for the cool kids to go. But yeah, I mean, it's like any business, my friend. Yes, there are a lot of malls. I know back in the 80s, I lived in Los Angeles, and at the one exit, there would be a Bed Bath & Beyond or a Michaels, a Home Depot or a Lowe's, a Party City, and somebody else. And the next exit was just the opposite. I mean, free money was building malls left and right and not really based on demand. So the lower the, you know, the C and the D malls, which really are more in the struggling markets than in the urban areas, they're being redeveloped. But, you know, a lot of them are taking a page from the Glendale Americana Mall, which was conceived as a mixed use, you know, hotel, residential, high end shopping. And everyone took a look around and said, hey, that might be the ticket.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Galleria in Southern California, that was the epicenter of mall culture when it opened 45 years ago. When we think of 80s mall culture and kids just hanging out at the shopping mall, it began there in Southern California. But if you drive around any major city, whether it's Chicago or Los Angeles, you'll see some malls that are thriving at this time of year. But then there are some other malls that are practically dead still, for all intents and purposes. You drive past them, you see the outline of Sears on an abandoned building, and and you know that's a mall that's still looking for someone to come along and give it some new life. But what is it about? Is it the universal appeal about hanging out at the mall with your friends and going shopping that's bringing people back?
Well, three things I want to hit. One, I got my start at the Glendale Galleria, dude, when I was 16 at the Broadway department store. Small fact. Number two, that the other problem with a lot of malls is they were a conglomerate of owners. So I know several malls where there might be 13 or 14 owners. So getting them all to agree to spend more money, they don't, and they start writing it off. But the most important and what has not changed is we are human beings. People go to a mall because we have a human need to connect. And the retailers who are doing it right have spent a lot of money on stores. And the world I work on, which is to train their crew how to actually have a genuine conversation instead of just looking at their phone. And that's resonating. You know, all the high-end malls have been reporting higher traffic. But more importantly, it's not just Gen Z's going to look. It's that people are buying there. You know, the great conceit from 10 years ago was they're all online. No one will go into a mall anymore. I just returned from keynoting 2,000 retailers in Shanghai 2 weeks ago. 73% of their sales are still done in malls, and they've cracked the code of digital. And 80% of sales are still done in a brick-and-mortar store in the U.S. So we didn't go anywhere. It's just the PR never quite caught up till this year.
And the malls, though, are promising more experiences because that gets people out. It's the experience of hanging out and doing something. Gone are the days of your only experience is the video game arcade. You now have these like immersive experiential businesses that are inside possibly where anchor stores used to be.
Well, that's true. And, you know, the smart ones, like there's a mall up in Alaska, and they put their library in the mall. Real, actually, in Seattle, has done the same thing. People are putting their grocery stores there, their medical, and it's becoming this new Main Street, really, which makes an awful lot of sense because it's patrolled, it's safe, it has parking, it has eyesight, everybody knows where it is. But the good news is that shoppers are resonating, and they're realizing that after the pandemic, Macy's, this is a year that we aren't Scrooge when we go to the mall. We're actually having fun.
Bob Phibb, CEO of The Retail Doctor, based in New York. Find him online, theretaildoctor.com. Still ahead in Technology Thursday, AI toys for kids could contain hidden danger.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart. Markets are higher. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Ken Crawford, portfolio manager with Argent Capital in Clayton, Missouri. Ken, thank you for joining us today. It seems like investors are just shrugging off any concerns or asterisks that may be surrounding the most recent Consumer Price Index report.
I think they're generally positive, Rob. To be sure, some economists are saying that the data might not necessarily be complete given the shutdown, but CPI less than expected and core CPI less than expected certainly have investors happy today.
Now, both of the figures, the overall CPI figure and the core CPI figure, were in the 2% range, a little bit over 2.5%. That was below the consensus estimate of 3%, but still above the target set by the Fed. And what kind of signal, though, is this particular report sending to investors just about the state of inflation overall?
Well, I think the yin and yang, if we kind of take a step back, the yin and yang at the Federal Reserve is employment trends seem to be weakening. Inflation, as you noted, is above trend. So is the Fed not going to act because they're worried about inflation, or is the Fed going to act because they're worried about employment? With these lower inflation numbers, I think it gives investors some better belief or confidence that the Fed could lower rates, because they can say, although inflation is above our target, it is directionally where we want to go. And meanwhile, we continue to worry about employment.
The other big story of the day is Micron Technology. That's one of the reasons why the NASDAQ is up nearly 2%, up 11% after the semiconductor company topped Wall Street estimates for both the top and bottom lines. And this is once again just another sign of confidence that the AI sector and data centers and the chips that power them all, there will still be a great deal of spending on it in the new year.
That's right, Robin. And I'm sure you and your listeners know the market has been a little bit schizoid of late. We like AI. The stocks go up. We worry about the spending. The stocks go down. We worry about growth. The stocks go down. We're enthused about the future. The stocks go up. As you said, Micron's numbers were much, much better than expected and give pro AI investors a shot in the arm, and the stock and tech in general is reacting positively to that today.
Now, we also have to point out that today's rally, if you want to call it that, follows a couple of days of losses, especially on the NASDAQ. So assuming the trends continue through the end of the trading day, at the very least, investors will reclaim some of the value that was shed earlier in the week.
That's right. And I think another thing that's positive today was OpenAI saying that they're trying to raise billions of dollars in the market. One of the issues that investors have had with some of these AI leaders is Rob gives Ken money and Ken buys stuff from Rob. So is there really a sale going on, or are they just kind of washing money? To the degree that OpenAI is asking investors to give them money rather than Google or Amazon or Microsoft, I think investors feel better about that change.
Ken Crawford, Portfolio Manager, Argent Capital in Clayton, Missouri. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up next in Technology Thursday, we'll take an inside look at toys powered by artificial intelligence.
Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Technology Thursday. AI-powered toys promising companionship for kids are flooding the market, raising growing concerns about privacy, data use, and child development. Joining us to discuss is Jerry Irvine, CIO of Prescient Solutions and member of the U.S. Secret Service Electronic Crimes Task Force based in Chicago. Jerry, thank you for joining us today. And the stories that are trickling out about some of these AI-powered toys are truly startling. The AI-powered toys that start discussing sexual matters with young children, or another toy that tells a child where they can find knives in the house. And that even though these AI toys are designed with a child's developing brain in mind, if you're a parent, you really don't know much about the tech or the algorithm that powers it.
Yeah, absolutely. Nor do you really know what type of parental controls, if there are even parental controls involved in these things. And quite honestly, at this point, many of them are just trying to get the devices out as soon as possible because of the holidays, without really taking into consideration the audience that they're being designed for.
And then above and beyond just the stories in which the AI-powered toy is giving dangerous or inappropriate advice or conversations with children, is we also just don't know where the data goes. Because like anything, as you point out, Jerry, all the time, like anything that's in your house that's connected to the internet, the data is going somewhere. We don't know who is monitoring it, and we don't know what's going to be done with it.
Well, what you can assume is that it's going everywhere. First off, these devices are listen always devices. So much like your Amazon devices and your other home monitoring devices, they're always there listening to everything in the background. And so that information is being sent back to their manufacturer and then to their supply chain and to the other organizations that are there. That data is being used for marketing. That's being used to develop new tools and find out how things are going. So, you know, let's be honest. Most adults today put things out on the internet that they really shouldn't. How can we assume that children aren't going to say things to these devices or in the earshot of these devices that really they shouldn't be discussing?
It seems like the bottom line when it comes to AI-powered toys, that even though we may have some familiarity with AI because we use it at work, that any toy you get for your child or children, you have to do a lot of research about what it is, what it does, what's the good, what's the bad, and that there's just simply not enough information regarding AI-powered toys to make it a smart purchase this year. Maybe that's the case 5 years from now when we know more, but in 2025, maybe you should wait a while.
Yeah, and the, you know, different government organizations, the FBI and DHS are suggesting that we bypass these things today because of the potential risks. You know, the always on is more of a concern, not just for gathering of information, but the way it's going to respond. These things will respond back to your children or to anybody that's talking to them in such a way to gain more information. So the whole idea behind this is gaining information. Well, hackers are going to be using this information to find out, you know, different things. It's always about finances. It's always about getting money or being able to profit from your problems. So by buying these things today, we're putting not only our children at risk, but ourselves at risk in our own financial situations. So I think they're a terrible idea.
And this also plays into another conversation we had about just what hackers can do with your information to create mischief or separate you from your money. Is that if you have a child who streams while they're playing video games, And that you know, unknown people can use all these distinguishing characteristics about just the room in the background to create realistic scenarios in which to scam you. And all of a sudden, this AI-powered toy just opens up the torrent of information about your home to more bad actors.
And even if there's not a camera involved, understand that anything that is on your network, that is on the same network with these devices, the hackers can see, whether that is your doorbell system, your thermometer, your smart refrigerator, your smart TV, all of these different things have the ability to gather information to tell hackers where you live, what kind of assets you have in your home, how often you use them, and when they're not in use, which is a great time for them to come in and steal from you. So all of this information is just existing out there all the time. And these devices have little to no security on them right now. At least some of the other Internet of Things devices that are out there have security installed in them that will firewall them from direct access. Well, these things are allowing direct access into your network so that hackers can then find the other items that are on site.
Jerry Irvine, CIO of Prescient Solutions and member of the U.S. Secret Service Electronic Crimes Task Force based in Chicago. Thank you for joining us. Talk about some of the risks involved with AI-powered toys this holiday season. Join us this time tomorrow for Entrepreneur Friday and still to come, preparing now for a spring home purchase.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
As the year ends, serious home buyers can use the holiday downtime to come up with a plan so they're ready to pounce in the early spring. Welcome in Drew Wishover, founder and owner of the Inspired Title Group in Chicago. Drew, thank you for joining us today. And looking at the radar right now, we have a big line of showers pushing into the Chicago area right now. Even though it's warmer today, it's still gray and wet and rainy. Not a good moving day, Drew. So if you want to table your search until the spring, there's still plenty you can do right now to get your ducks in a row for March and April.
100%, Rob, and happy holidays to you and the crew. A lot of times right now, this is when people start to plan for what their shopping season is going to look like for homes. I mean, you kind of, you know, check out the market, see, you know, the areas maybe you want to live in. Maybe this is a good time to do some, you know, home renovations and get your property in tip-top shape so you can get the, you know, the top dollar for your house as well. So it does matter. And I think this is a good time to kind of, you know, take into consideration some of the fixes and things. And, you know, nobody wants to move when it's, 1 degree outside.
What are some of the things that you can do right now that are the most important? Is it the financial prep? Is it making sure you have that pre-approval letter, making sure you're down down payment is good to go? Or is it also just having a conversation about what kind of house you want to buy? Because as you and I have discussed many times, Drew, it seems that a lot of the frustration stems from people setting their expectations way too high.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a combination of both. I think that's a nice balance between, you know, making sure you're financially in a good spot to do it, making sure that you're, you know, pre-approved for, you know, knowing what you can go out there and afford, knowing what you can go out there and buy, as well as, you know, like I said, maximizing what the most you can get out of your house and, you know, getting yourself prepared. I think, you know, you'll find out that you can definitely change your expectations based on what you can afford. So I think it's very important to understand the importance of talking to your lenders to find out, you know, how much house can I buy, and then, you know, build your expectations around that.
And then once you do all of that, if you don't have one already, you could shop around and interview and scout and build a relationship with a real estate agent.
Yeah, most definitely. I think that, you know, all the professionals are out there to help. I think if you can build a rapport with real estate agent, with the a lender, with your attorneys, with your title companies, and, you know, I think then you can get all of the pieces of the puzzle to you know, help you make better decisions when you're ready to actually, you know, pull the trigger and move.
And then what can buyers expect in the spring of 2026 home market? More of the same?
I think that's what we're hearing, and the forecast is it's all over the place. I mean, I think there's a lot of conversation around maybe another cut, but I think it still comes down to the inventory's got to change. I mean, until the inventory increases, we're going to still be dealing with that same, you know, the same thing that we've been dealing with most of this year.
Drew Wishover, founder and owner of the Inspired Title Group in Chicago, thank you for joining us today, and happy holidays to you and your team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.